How to assess compatibility between exotic species. How to assess compatibility between exotic species is essential for anyone interested in nature and ecosystems. You may wonder why certain species can live together while others can't. This article explains species compatibility, why it's important, and how biodiversity plays a role. You'll learn easy methods to check if different exotic species can coexist. We will discuss the impact of invasive species and provide you with effective strategies to help manage their interactions. Get ready to dive into the fascinating world of animal and plant compatibility. Understanding the basics of exotic species compatibility. What is species compatibility? Species compatibility is all about how well different species can live together. Think of it like a friendship. Some species get along great, while others just can't seem to find common ground. This compatibility can depend on many factors, like diet, habitat, and behavior. If you want your exotic pets or plants to thrive, understanding this concept is key. Why is compatibility important? Understanding compatibility is crucial for several reasons. 1. Health. Compatible species are less likely to get sick. 2. Behavior. Compatible species tend to be less aggressive. 3. Growth. In plants, compatible species can help each other grow better. Mixing species that don't get along can lead to stress and even death. You wouldn't throw a cat and a dog in the same room without knowing how they'd react, right? To ensure a smoother integration, consider safe methods for introductions. The role of biodiversity and compatibility. Biodiversity is like a rich tapestry of life. It helps maintain balance in ecosystems. Here's how it plays a role in compatibility. Genetic variety, more options for adaptation and survival. Ecosystem balance, reduces competition for resources. Resilience, helps species withstand changes in the environment. A diverse environment can support a variety of species living together. It's like having a potluck dinner where everyone brings their favorite dish. The more variety, the better the feast. Understanding environmental factors in multi-species habitats is also crucial for fostering compatibility. In summary, understanding how to assess compatibility between exotic species can help you create a harmonious environment. It's essential to pay attention to the needs of each species. This way, you can enjoy a vibrant and thriving ecosystem that brings joy to your life. Methods to assess compatibility between exotic species. Common compatibility analysis methods. When you dive into the world of exotic species, knowing how to assess compatibility is crucial. There are several methods you can use to analyze whether different species can coexist without causing harm to each other or the environment. Here are a few common methods. 1. Behavioral observations. Watch how species interact. Do they fight or avoid each other? This can give you clues about their compatibility. 2. Ecological niche modeling. This involves predicting how species will interact based on their needs and the resources available in their environment. 3. Genetic analysis. Understanding the genetic makeup of species can help you see how closely related they are, which can affect compatibility. Evaluating species interactions effectively. To effectively evaluate species interactions, you need to ask the right questions. Here are some key points to consider. 1. Resource competition. Are the species competing for the same food or habitat? If so, they may not get along. 2. Predation risks. Is one species a predator of the other? This can create a dangerous dynamic. 3. Mutual benefits. Can the species help each other? For instance, one may provide shelter while the other offers food. By considering these factors, you can better understand how species might interact in their new environment. Tools for ecological compatibility assessment. Using the right tools can make your assessment more accurate. Here's a table that outlines some effective tools for ecological compatibility assessment. Field surveys. Collect data on species interactions. Simulation software. Model potential interactions. Statistical analysis. Analyze data to find patterns. These tools can help you gather valuable insights into how different species might coexist. Additionally, creating a multi-species tank can be a practical application of these assessments. The impact of invasive species on compatibility. How invasive species affect ecosystems. Invasive species can cause serious harm to ecosystems. These are plants, animals, or other organisms that are not native to a specific area. When they enter a new environment, they can disrupt the balance of local species. They compete for resources like food, water, and space, which can lead to the decline or even extinction of native species. For example, The zebra mussel is an invasive species that has taken over many lakes in the U.S. It clogs waterways and harms fish populations. This shows how one invasive species can change an entire ecosystem. Assessing invasive species compatibility. When it comes to managing invasive species, you need to think about compatibility. This means understanding how these species interact with local wildlife. Some invasive species may fit in better than others. You should ask yourself, 1. What resources do they compete for? 2. How do they affect the native food chain? 3. Do they spread diseases to local species? By answering these questions, you can get a clearer picture of how to assess compatibility between exotic species. Strategies for managing exotic species cohabitation. Managing the cohabitation of exotic species requires careful planning. Here are some strategies you can consider. 1. Monitoring. Keep an eye on both native and invasive species. 2. Control measures. Use traps or barriers to limit the spread of invasives. 3. Restoration projects. Reintroduce native species to restore balance. 4. Public education. Teach the community about the impacts of invasive species. By using these strategies, you can help maintain a healthy ecosystem. It's all about working together to protect our natural world.